is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 4th of November, 2009. It's the birthday of the poet Charles Kenneth Williams, C.K. Williams, Newark, New Jersey, 1936. Graduated from college and sat down and tried to read everything he'd ever heard of. He read Homer, Shakespeare, Dante, Chaucer, Whitman, Yeats, Eliot, Auden, Shelley, Tolstoy, Hawthorne, Jung, Sylvia Plath, Allen Ginsberg. He said, "I'd fall asleep every night over a book, dreaming in other people's voices. In the morning, I'd wake up and try to write poems." And it's the birthday of the historian and novelist Tamim Ansari, born in Kabul, Afghanistan, 1948, author of the memoir West of Kabul, East of New York. It came out a few years ago. Of Arab, Mongolian, Finnish descent, the son of the first Afghan ever to marry an American woman, who was also the first American woman ever to live in Afghanistan as an Afghan. His dad was a professor at the University of Kabul. His mom taught English at Afghanistan's first school for girls. Tamim Ansari majored in literature in Oregon, then got caught up in the 60s, counterculture, lived in communes, wrote for alternative newspapers, went backpacking and road tripping, traveled through Turkey and North Africa. Came back to this country, got a job as an editor through the 80s, started writing his own juvenile nonfiction, wrote a picture book series on American holidays, a series on Native American tribes, and then set out to write about the road trips that he had taken in his life, and found that he could not remember anything about the big journey he'd taken, that of immigrating to America. And so he sat down and wrote whatever he could remember about his life before America, his childhood and adolescence in Afghanistan. He said the trick to getting at authentic experience is to not impose the writer's mind on the structure of your memories. When you get a hold of something, it leads you to one thing, and that leads you to another thing. The process of memory is a process of letting go, because memory works by association. And the result was his memoir, West of Kabul, East of New York, which begins, "In 1948, when I was born, most of Afghanistan might as well have been living in Neolithic times. It was a world of walled villages, each one inhabited by a few large families, themselves linked in countless ways through intermarriages, stretching into the dim historical memories of the eldest elders. These villages had no media except rumors, storytelling, and the word of travelers passing through. People lived pretty much as they had 8,000 years ago. And the biggest city, Kabul, where my family lived, had made it to the 20th century, but just barely." Here's a poem for today by David Wagner, entitled "A Pair of Barn Owls Hunting." "Now slowly, smoothly flying over the field, beside the orchard, into the afterlight of the cold evening, the ash-gold owls come sailing close to the branches, gliding across the arbor where the bare grapevines ripen only shadows in the dead of winter, and at the end of a garden suddenly flare their wings, hover, and swerve, claws first, down to the grass together." A Pair of Barn Owls Hunting by David Wagner, from his collection Traveling Light, Collected in New Poems, published by University of Illinois Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, creators of the Chicago Poetry Tour, a virtual tour of the history of modern poetry featuring archival recordings, photographs, and music. You can find it online at poetryfoundation.org. And by Constant Contact, helping small businesses stay connected to their customers with email marketing and online surveys. Over 300,000 small businesses and nonprofits use ConstantContact.com. Edited by Noah Smith and written by Margaret Bain. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.